DeepEnglish.com.
Charles Darwin, sometimes called the father of evolution, was actually a co-parent in the groundbreaking theory of evolution. Who is sometimes called the father of evolution? Charles Darwin is sometimes called the father of evolution. Is he the only father of evolution, or is he a co-parent of evolution? He is a co-parent of evolution. Interestingly, Darwin was influenced by a man called Alfred Russel Wallace, a follower of spiritualism. Was Darwin influenced by Einstein? No, Darwin wasn't influenced by Einstein. Darwin was influenced by Alfred Russel Wallace. Was Alfred Russel Wallace a follower of veganism? No, Alfred Russel Wallace wasn't a follower of veganism. He was a follower of spiritualism. Spiritualism is defined as a system of belief or religious practice based on supposed communication with the spirits of the dead. What kind of communication is it based on? It is based on supposed communication with the spirits of the dead. Wallace was also a Welsh scientist and explorer. Who was also a Welsh scientist and explorer? Wallace was also a Welsh scientist and explorer. He thought of the idea of evolution independently of Darwin. What idea did he think of independently of Darwin? He thought of the idea of evolution independently of Darwin. They say lightning never strikes twice. What do they say? They say lightning never strikes twice. In this case, it did. After a 5-year voyage around the world, Darwin developed the theory of natural selection in 1838. What did he develop? He developed the theory of natural selection. In what year did he develop the theory of natural selection? He developed the theory of natural selection in 1838. For 20 years, Darwin's theory gathered dust. It remained unshared and unresearched. What gathered dust? Darwin's theory gathered dust. For how long did it gather dust? It gathered dust for 20 years. It remained unshared and unresearched. Was it shared or unshared? It was unshared. Was it researched or unresearched? It was unresearched. One day in 1858, Wallace came down with a fever. What did he come down with? He came down with a fever. In his sickness, the explorer had a crystal clear moment of clarity. What kind of moment did he have? He had a crystal clear moment of clarity. It dawned on him that species evolved following a set pattern. What do species evolve following? Species evolve following a set pattern. Did this idea dawn on Wallace? Yes, this idea dawned on Wallace. The fittest survive because they adapt to their environment. Why do the fittest survive? The fittest survive because they adapt to their environment. Wallace wrote his thoughts in a letter to another scientist he admired, Charles Darwin. Did he write his thoughts to a professional wrestler he admired? No, he didn't write his thoughts to a professional wrestler he admired. He wrote his thoughts to another scientist he admired. Which scientist did he admire? He admired Charles Darwin. Encouraged by Wallace's ideas, Darwin dusted off his old theory. What did he dust off? He dusted off his old theory. Who dusted off his old theory? Darwin dusted off his old theory. He published a joint paper with his fellow scientist in 1858. What did he publish in 1858? He published a joint paper with his fellow scientist in 1858. It presented the theory of evolution and natural selection in detail. What did it present in detail? It presented the theory of evolution and natural selection in detail. In 1859, Darwin published the revolutionary theory in a book that would make him a household name. Did he publish his revolutionary theory in a magazine? No, he didn't publish his revolutionary theory in a magazine. He published his revolutionary theory in a book. Did this make him a household name? Yes, this made him a household name. Darwin was keen to emphasize Wallace's role in his theory. Did Darwin hide Wallace's role in his theory? No, Darwin didn't hide Wallace's role in his theory. Darwin was keen to emphasize Wallace's role in his theory. Wallace was not bitter about his fellow scientist's success. Who was not bitter about his fellow scientist's success? Wallace was not bitter about his fellow scientist's success. Instead, he publicly supported him and admitted to being his biggest fan. Did he publicly support him or privately support him? He publicly supported him. Who admitted to being his biggest fan? Wallace admitted to being his biggest fan. In later life, the two scientists remained at loggerheads about one thorny topic, the issue of spirituality. Did the two clowns remain at loggerheads? No, the two clowns didn't remain at loggerheads. The two scientists remained at loggerheads. Was it a rosy topic or a thorny topic? It was a thorny topic. What was the thorny topic? The thorny topic was the issue of spirituality. Both agreed that all living things evolve. What did both agree on? Both agreed that all living things evolve. Yet Wallace believed natural selection could not account for humanity's greatest gifts. What did Wallace believe? Wallace believed natural selection could not account for humanity's greatest gifts. He believed artistic, musical, and mathematical talent were products of the eternal soul. Did he believe that deep English was a product of the eternal soul? No, he probably didn't believe that deep English was a product of the eternal soul. He believed artistic, musical, and mathematical talent were products of the eternal soul. Wallace's belief in spiritualism caused great damage to his reputation. What caused great damage to his reputation? Wallace's belief in spiritualism caused great damage to his reputation. Yet he marched to the beat of his own drum. What did he march to? He marched to the beat of his own drum. Wallace believed in what he called the unseen universe of spirit. What did he call it? He called it the unseen universe of spirit. Wallace felt this universe of spirit had created life and was responsible for our higher state of consciousness. What did he feel had created life? He felt this universe of spirit had created life. Did he feel it was responsible for our higher state of consciousness? Yes, he felt that it was responsible for our higher state of consciousness. Wallace believed the survival of the fittest was the building block of life. What did he believe was the building block of life? He believed the survival of the fittest was the building block of life. He also believed the development of the human spirit was the raison d'etre of the universe. Who believed that the development of the human spirit was the raison d'etre of the universe? Wallace believed that the development of the human spirit was the raison d'etre of the universe. Wallace was also a keen social activist. What kind of activist was he? He was a keen social activist. He once wrote, "Those who succeed in the race for wealth are by no means the best or the most intelligent." Did he once say this or write this? He once wrote this. Do you believe that those who succeed in the race for wealth are the best or the most intelligent? Ironically, the theory of evolution is often used in support of atheism. What is the theory of evolution often used in support of? The theory of evolution is often used in the support of atheism. Until his dying day, Wallace remained an ardent defender of evolution. Was he an ardent defender of atheism? No, he wasn't an ardent defender of atheism. He was an ardent defender of evolution. He also left this life a committed spiritualist. The man saw no contradiction between the two beliefs. Did he leave this life a committed spiritualist? Yes, he left this life a committed spiritualist. Did he see a contradiction between the two beliefs? No, he saw no contradiction between the two beliefs.